Hey, my name's Henna, and you're listening to Fuck It, I'm Starting a Business. This is the series where I talk about what's working in my business, what's not, some of the hacks, challenges, life lessons, and anything which I think might also be useful to someone else who's doing something similar along the way. So, first of all, thank you so much for tuning in. I've been a little bit quiet on Anchor recently. I was publishing every single day and it was going really well. And then I felt that the platform is changing. It's definitely taking a new direction. And I felt like I needed to sit back a bit and just watch and see what's happening to make sure that what I'm producing is relevant and works with the platform. Otherwise, what is the point? So, I'm still figuring that out. And I'll probably share some observations later on. But I wanted to jump on here to discuss a kind of problem that I've been having and a bit of a realization, which is really useful. So, I've been a little bit frustrated with my pace in terms of my business, Yeah, it's been good, but I feel like, I don't know, you might, if you listen back at some of the episodes, if you can bring yourself to listen to some of the episodes, you might sense some frustration as the days were unraveling. And I think I have figured out why I was feeling like this. So if you are in a similar situation where you feel like progress is slow, you're perhaps starting to feel really overwhelmed because if I was to sum this up in one word, it would be overwhelmed. Then yeah, you need to listen to this and hopefully this will be really, really useful. So there are three key takeaways for you. And we're just gonna get right into it. So the first one is the space that you're working in. So know yourself, for instance, where can you work? Do you need to mix it up? Are you always in the same place? I know not to work from home. It's just not a good idea for me. If I'm gonna do a little bit of work at home, it has to be 2 hours here, 2 hours later on in the week, not consecutively. It's just not healthy for me. I'm not as productive. So find an environment which works for you. A good option for me is, to be honest, I'm a little bit sick of coffee shops now, but if I am going to work in a coffee shop, it's got to be somewhere where there is a fair bit of movement, but not too much where, like, the chair is comfortable, the table is set up correctly, there is a socket, and yeah, so all these things are really, really important. The next thing which kicked in today was having deadlines. This sounds obvious, I know, but you need deadlines because you need to be moving really, really fast. If you have time to be slow, to be thinking, you are also allowing fear and other emotions and thoughts to come in. And actually, what you need to be doing when you are at the beginning stages of a business or getting something going is you need momentum. You need to just keep rolling, rolling, rolling. And the best way to do that is to have deadlines, to have pressure on you, to have people that are checking in on you, to have just to know that you've got to be producing whatever you need to be doing and then moving on to the next thing ASAP, a time and a plan. So really take a bit of time to do some planning. And also when you plan things out, your activities, why you'll put deadlines against it. Great. But unless you have, I mean, for me anyways, unless there is a bigger force of pressure, I might change these deadlines and play with them mentally. So you might need that external person who you fear or who you look up to or whatever to be your checkpoint. So I really, really recommend getting that put in place as soon as possible and not underestimating or waiting for it to get to the point where you're just not sure. And then the next key point is number three, Now, this is going to be a little bit contentious, but when you are starting a business, you are constantly learning things that you don't know about. So the next point is really include things that you know. Here's the thing. Everyone says, oh, it's good to be outside your comfort zone and it's good to be learning and developing. And I agree with all these things, but here is the nugget, the golden piece of wisdom is that you are already outside your comfort zone. By doing this, you are already taking that step. Now, be kind to yourself and try and include things within your day or every other day that you already know about. It is mentally exhausting feeling like you are learning something new every single time. I constantly feel like I'm like trying to run with a massive weight behind me, lagging me and slowing me down. And the reason for that is because when you are learning something, you're slow, it takes time, you've got to find the right information, then you need to learn it, then you need to apply it to your business so that it makes sense. And then it might not go well. And there are so many things that you're figuring out along the way. And you need to make it easier on yourself because it's already quite a big thing what you're doing. So you can't do that. And today I was working on a brief. I think I'm pretty good at briefs. They're pretty succinct. They're to the point. I generally tend to get everything covered, and it's something which I'm really used to doing, having been in PR. I'm really good at rolling out briefs, and I just got on with it, put it together. I think it's a pretty good document, and yeah, I feel like what would be helpful for me is doing more skill swaps. So, for instance, Facebook ads is not something that I know a lot about. So, I'm going to try and find someone who's really familiar with Facebook ads to help me with mine because it took me pretty much half a day to design one, and I'm not even happy with the design. So, you can't be having all these things going on. It's just not going to work. So back to the main points, you need to have the right space, the right atmosphere for yourself where you're going to be productive. The next point is deadlines. You need to have that pressure, and having deadlines in a spreadsheet, it is not enough for some people. It's not enough for me. So you need that external point. And then the last thing is, don't be afraid to stick to what you know. Definitely learn, definitely take on new things. But if all the things you're doing is new and everything you're constantly learning, it's going to be really hard to make progress and to do it fast and to keep things rolling. So those are my little points of wisdom as someone who has been frustratingly slow these last few weeks. Oh, and another good note, I just got another sale. Woohoo! I get so excited. I pretty much fall off my chair when I get a sale. And if I'm talking to someone, I'm like distracted to the maximum because I just can't wait to get on my computer and find out who is this person who bought my products, where are they from. I just want to know everything about them, and I want to know what are they exactly interested in. There's just so much. So I'm really, really happy. Because now like it's another one up, and I'm hoping I will get some more when I figure out how to do these ads. So thanks guys for listening. I always say, if you've got any tips which you think will help someone who is feeling overwhelmed, who is at the beginning of their journey or even halfway through it, I think we all feel overwhelmed at times, please put in a comment or do a call in. I would love to feature, and have an excellent day. Bye bye.